My name is Tony Emerson. I want to personally thank each of you for coming back from lunch and staying awake. That's a promise in advance, I hope. We have an exciting afternoon, a lot of different people speaking and partners, a couple of panels, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. What I want to do is just to start things off talking a little bit about what we do at Microsoft. I'm the Managing Director for Media and Cable at Microsoft, and we have lots of partners in our ecosystem that I'd like to describe for just a moment. If you could advance the slide. This is the next and only slide. So if you look at what we're doing in the media industry, we're covering really today the entire value chain from planning, pre-production, all the way through to distribution. And if you look at the breadth and number of partners on there, I'm hoping you're impressed. A lot of those were people who were not with us a few years ago. So we're expanding quite actively. And I'd say also something that's happening is many of our partners are starting to work much more closely together. And that's really why we talk about video in the cloud. So video in the cloud for us is the next step that people can take to move their eventually entire video chain, value chain, into the cloud and make something that is both easier to produce, faster to produce, hopefully less expensive, but also for creatives, something that they can really work with. So all the way from Adobe and Avid around to people like Ooyala and others that you'll hear from today, they're all companies that are working very closely with us, working in a way to make their applications run better on Azure. And so if it's not obvious to you already, when we talk about video in the Microsoft cloud, that means in the Azure cloud. And the Azure cloud with Azure Media Services, Cognitive Services, and other platform applications are the things that we have our partners and our customers build on. So when you think about video in the cloud, don't think about just spinning up virtual machines and running an application, which we can do and we're quite happy to do. Think about the broader ecosystem of partners that are out there or applications that you can use to make things happen. And one of the things that I think that's most exciting today is that we're starting to see some of our largest customers who previously had said, you know, I might put this application in the cloud or I might do this for disaster recovery. Now they're starting to look at, in fact, one Scandinavian supplier asked me, we're really looking at what applications we're going to have on site maybe forever. And as we examine every one of them, people are asking questions, I'm not sure why that ever has to be not in the cloud. So they're looking at eliminating all of their premises applications. But with things like Azure Stack, which runs Azure on your premise on a device, we even have answers for those people. So we're working at a hybrid cloud that allows you to run things both in the cloud and in an Azure Stack on your premise. And for some countries, some authorities, that's going to be a requirement. So that's really all I wanted to say about what we're doing on video in the cloud. If you look at this ecosystem, if you're a partner in the room and you're not on there, come and see me because we should be talking about why we're not seeing you as part of that broad ecosystem. And if you're a customer and want to know more about any one of those partners, you can come see me as well and I'll try to put you in touch with the right people. So before we start with the rest of the afternoon where we're going to go through rendering, some other exciting things that we're doing with Avid, as well as some applications like XNews. Are there any questions of me about Microsoft in general and what we're doing with video in the cloud? So I think the lunch did its trick and got everyone settled down and quiet. I'm around. I'll be closing up today as well, which will only be an hour and 45 minutes from now, I think, before we head on to more metadata madness. So with that, Garrett, I'll turn it back to you.
All right. Thanks very much. Thank you so much, Tony.